He's still singing. They told me I'd never be a singer, but you know what? God takes foolishness to confound the wise. That which is not to bring to naught that which isn't. No flesh would glory in it. You know.
Amen.
So anyway, it's a great thing.
So tell us about this car event that's coming up.
Oh, man, we are, I've been with the car guys for the last 15 years. It's quite a story how it got started. But anyway, as I've been sitting there all those years, and all of a sudden we got to being praying with people, and we got to doing funerals for people and the gospel. So they call me kind of their pastor in a way, or reverend. They always call me the reverend. I always say, no, just pastor. Anyway, we've developed this relationship. And on the November the 8th, every year we focus on the veterans and all the guys in the cars that are there. We honor them. The choir sings salute to the armed forces. We do all songs for them. And then we take their picture. We're going to have a drone that's going to fly over all the cars. Last year we had 170 cars, 175. But you never know when you can't say we're going to have that many. But we're going to have, I know we'll have over 100 for sure. And we have food. We have good, 50s, 60s music. But yet the choir, and I'm going to be singing, and I always sing the national anthem. It is a fun time. And then at that time, because of our seniors are going to receive funds, because people are having a silent auction. Ladies, we're having many, many tables for a silent auction. I've got stuff from car stuff, and it'll be a basket there for people to bid on. We got Herbie Q there, music there, choir there. We're going to honor the veterans there, take their picture in front of a huge flag. It's a great event.
Where does it happen?
From like 5 o'clock till about 7:30. It's at Morningside Church.
Oh, at Morningside Church. What's the address?
2180 Southeast Morningside Boulevard. 2180 Southeast Morningside Boulevard. You just come to Port St. Lucie Boulevard off US-1, come up three lights and turn right, and boom, you can't miss it. There'll be cars everywhere.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's so fun.
That's awesome. So there'll be parking. What, the cars are all in front of the church in that front parking, and then the parking for the attendees is down the street just a little bit?
On the north side.
Okay, on the north side.
We have the south side will be full of cars. The north side will be for parking for people that want to participate and see the cars and participate in the auction and participate in singing with us, I'll be doing God Bless the USA. That's a song that's oldie but goldie, but it touches people's hearts, and they Amen. Sing it with me, because these guys remember, and they love those years where those cars meant a lot to them,
Well, Jim, I have a song. I think it's you that sang this song. I'm going to go ahead and roll it, and maybe it'll bring back some thoughts. And if you'll stand by, we'll bring you right back in a few minutes, and going to ask you to close our devotional time this morning with prayer over the Treasure Coast of Florida. And, of course, we're reaching way beyond that as well. So here's the song, Jesus is Here.
Some came oppressed, some came through great tribulation, some came to be blessed, and I feel His presence, I feel His love. Sweep over my spirit in fathomless billows from the Father above. Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
need to worry. No need to fear. Just call on His name. Some came with questions, some came with doubts, some came not really knowing what it's really all about. But I know for certain,
I know.
When I look around, that we are standing in heavenly places on holy ground.
Jesus is real.
Jesus is real. Oh, Jesus is real. He's here. No need to fear. Just call on His name. You'll never be the same. Just reach out and touch Him.
While He's touching,
reach out and touch Him. Reach out and touch Him.
Reach out and touch.
Oh, just reach out and touch Him.
While He is here.
Reach out and
touch Him.
While He
is here.
Jesus is here.
While Jesus is here.
While Jesus is here.
While Jesus is here.
Just reach out and touch Jesus.
All right, we still have Jim Sunderworth with us, and you know, we're going to have him pray some more over the Treasure Coast here. Yeah, I have an album that was one of yours. I don't know when that was put out, but let's see. In Your Presence, this was on an album,
2002.
All Things New, 2002. Hey, that kind of rhymes. All Things New in 2002, and yeah. So we had Jesus Is Here, and. We have another song that that we're going to roll as we move out of our devotional time, but I would like you just to pray specifically for our coast and the churches here, Jim. I know you have a heart for the kingdom. For a period of time, you were a part with us with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and you were a blessing with that. And we want to thank you for just your heart to reach out, and your vision is to reach way beyond the walls of a local church and see the kingdom of God built. So we love you, and we thank God for you.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity of being on this morning, and Jonathan, I just want to thank you and the whole staff and the crew there for your faithfulness. Really, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're kind of teaming it together. We don't get to break bread at the same table as often as I'd like, but we're on the same team, and we'll have forever together. So that's kind of the great thing about the kingdom of God.
Isn't that the truth? What a joy. What a
Amen.
Joy. I will pray, Father, again.
Amen.
We just thank
you, Lord.
You for the privilege,
yes.
Lord, of being a part of this ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, reaching the coast, reaching this area, Lord. There's people that need you so desperately
Thank
right
you,
now.
Lord.
They've realized that all the success they've had, all the money, all the toys, all the different things. And then those that are desperate, that are living paycheck to paycheck right now. And then the young people, Father, that are living in the area and they don't know where in the world they're going to be able to tap into resources for their lives and their families. And Father, we just pray that your Holy Spirit would use WCNO, use your word, use these churches in the area.
Amen.
That we would focus upon
you,
the promises that where you are, there is life and there is hope. That in your presence, there's joy. And the joy of the Lord would be our strength.
Amen.
I pray for today that lives would be touched as they turn the radio on and they hear the truth and they hear the gospel and they hear the songs that have changed people's lives. Lord, use them mightily. And Lord, may you touch the hearts of our community, Christian believers. Mm. You know, only one life, Father, you've taught me all these years. Only one life, so soon it'll pass. Only what's done for Christ will last.
Amen.
And Father, I pray that we would do something for Christ and support this powerful ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, Jim, we love you. We thank God for you. And anytime you're down here in Palm City, stick your nose in, and we'll see if we can grab a mic together. We thank God for you taking the time this morning to join us and lift up the Treasure Coast in prayer. And we just send out our thanks to Morningside Church. They've been a partner with us with their promotion for the school and the church for a lot of years, many, many, many years, long before I came here. And, of course, you've been there ministering as well, and WCNO's been around since 1990. So we're at about 34 and a half years.
Isn't that? And I've been here 30 years, so I've been there. You had the privilege of having you in my life all that time. You've been an encouragement to me, that's for sure.
Well, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Well, we're going to roll another one of your songs here, and we're going to move on with the day, but we thank you for taking some time this morning to open up our hearts and get us ready. So God bless you, Jim. We love you.
Hey, bless you. God bless. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Jim Sunderworth. Mm-hmm. I should say that is Jim Sunderworth.
Still
is. And I'll tell you, he's gifted. He has
very
a gift
so.
To mm-hmm. really bring people into the presence of the Lord, and we enjoy that. Now, David, you dropped something on the desk. I think we have just time to announce that, explain what that is. But, Karen, give the phone numbers. The phones are now open.
Yes, the phone lines are open, 772 221-1100, 772-221-1100.
What do you have, David?
Well, I will tell you, I was just praying about this coming week, and we know we lost a few days last week because of the storm, and just laying it all before the Lord, and, you know, because it's his business anyway.
It is.
We're just a part of it. But he said, I'm going to create a Holy Spirit power surge. And I got this vision. I found it on the internet, just this picture of it's big sparks, bright.
I love it.
Big sparks. And so I put Prayer and Share Fall 2024 on the top, and then the bottom, Holy Spirit Power Surge. And just looking at that, and it's just, you know, God's going to move big time this week.
Amen.
Not just to make up for the day. It certainly helped. But it's going to be a powerful witness to people on the edge who've been listening to us, and they themselves have yet to commit to a life in Christ.
Amen.
And they themselves have heard testimony after testimony about lives that have, and the Holy Spirit power that God gives the people that know Him, that follow Him, that receive Jesus. And they're ready to receive. This is not so much about making our budget, although that's certainly going to happen. But it's about people getting what they need to encourage them to make that full commitment to Christ.
That's good.
That's exciting to me.
That's good. Once again, we're going to tell you in just a few moments exactly what all's taking place, but we are getting ready to go to Joyce Meyer program. That comes up at 7:30, and then we'll be right back, and we are going to be looking for your call, 772-221-1100. We start the morning with $30,832, $30,832, and we have a ways to go. The goal of the operational budget is $225,000.